بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer. And may the special and choices, peace, mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves once again on this beautiful day, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, which is synonymous with the birth as well as the death of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we are aware that on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, Muslims all over the world hold special gatherings to commemorate and celebrate the birthday of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the special programs which are held in honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam attract huge numbers of Muslims from all different areas and different sections and factions of society as well. And there can be no two opinions among the believers and among the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learning about his life example are acts which are highly meritorious. So these celebrations which are held in honor of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they show a deep love and a devotion that all Muslims and all believers have for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this love and the devotion, it is a very distinct characteristic of Muslims throughout the centuries. A Muslim is a person that irrespective of whether he may be practicing fully or not practicing fully on deen and sharia, a Muslim is a person who has always deep love and respect for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So while this love that we show for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the fact of this love has not changed, the nature of this love which is expressed has changed. It has taken many different forms other than what we find from the earlier generations, from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and from the Tabi'een and Tabi Tabi'een, the generations of the closest to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba, they were the special people, and they are the ones who were constantly in contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, direct contact with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned from him, they joined the struggle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they gave sacrifice for it, they devoted their lives for the mission of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of their sacrifice and their devotion and what they actually went through, they earned the credentials for being the special companions of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise them in the Quran Majid, saying that radiyallahu anhum wa radwan, that they are pleased with Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Simahum fi wujuhihim min athari sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in glowing terms about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the kind of people and generation that they were. So they were the people who became the model disciples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the model followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were the true devotees of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had once mentioned that, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are dearer to me than anybody else, except myself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to reflect on what he had said, and said to him that your iman is not completed. After some time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came back to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, O Rasul of Allah, after reflection, now I am certain that you are dearer to me than I am to myself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, saying, Al-ana ya Umar, that now your iman is perfect and it is complete. So a believer can only be a true believer if one holds Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam dearer to himself than anybody else in the world, even himself. As Rasulullah s.a.w. mentions, that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That your iman is incomplete. You will not be a perfect believer until I am dearer to you than your parents, your children, and the whole of mankind. In this hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to both types of loves that is that we find in the world. Natural love as well as love that needs to be developed. Natural love is a love that we have as parents for our children, which children have for their parents. Nobody tells a father, love your child. Nobody tells a child, love your mother. But it's a natural love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in every person. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that loving me must be even greater than that natural love that a child and a parent has for one another and for any other person. Then your iman and your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be complete. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were the people who modeled this type of love. And they showed at every turn of their lives, in every step they take, every breath they took, whatever they did, wherever they went, they showed that they were the model devotees and they were the model followers of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Sahabi, Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a young person in Makkah Mukarramah, a pagan in Makkah. It is said that he was the best dressed person in Makkah Mukarramah. He was the best cared for from among the youth. He would wear the most expensive clothing of silk and he wore the best perfumes. Wherever he would go, he would leave a trail of fragrance behind him. And when people would pass by, they would know that Mus'ab bin Umair was the person who had passed by here. Then something happened in his life. He met Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the message of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam captured him. It penetrated the depth of his heart. And that was the change of his life. His life changed drastically. His mother, who was a pagan, who used to love him before, now despised him and she hated him. She began to punish him. She disowned him. And there was a complete transformation in his life. The proverbial cliche that we are used to, from rags to riches. He actually literally reversed this to say from riches to rags. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him covering his body with a patched up sheet, which showed signs of a very rough life that he lived. Looking at this, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, I saw this young man some years ago in Makkah Mukarramah, who was the best dressed young person in Makkah Mukarramah. Nobody was cared for better than him. He wore the best perfume, the best clothing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there was a time when there was nobody who was more handsome than him. There was nobody who lived a more luxurious life than him, or any person who was even better dressed than him. But today, he sacrificed all the comforts of that life for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the first teacher of the Ansar in Marina Munawwara. He was the person who held the flag of the Muslims and the Mujahideen in the Battle of Badr. When he was martyred in Uhud, there was not even enough clothing to cover his body completely. So grass was used to supplement the burial cloth and his kafan which was used. And according to some narration, it is mentioned that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood by his body and recited the ayat, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. That from among the believers, there are some men, there are some of them, who fulfilled their pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when he accepted Islam, he knew it was a change in my life. And my life would may become worse in terms of material world, but it would become better as far as the akhirat and the spiritual world is concerned. The akhirat is concerned. But he was the person who lived by this covenant that he made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I believe in Allah and I'm a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he lived that life to show that I am a follower, I am an ummati, a follower of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another sahabi, Hazrat Sa'd bin Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the leader of the Ansar. And the Ansar were those who provided hospitality to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protection after the hijrat. But when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat and he came to Madinah Munawwara, the Ansar faced a bigger challenge. Now they had to fight against the Meccans, the Quraysh, a group of people that were much more stronger than them and better equipped than them. So before the Battle of Badr, he said a moving speech to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he actually captures what the spirit of the commitment of the Ansar was to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believed in you. We have affirmed your nabuwat. And we have pledged our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. By Allah, who has sent you as a Nabi. If you were to command us to jump into the ocean, then we would do that. Not one person amongst us would remain behind. But maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you from amongst us what will bring pleasure to your eyes, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are not like the people of the previous nations, or like the people of Musa, who said to the Nabi that idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qaidun, that you go with your Rabb and fight, but we are remaining behind where we are. We will not desert your Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have made a pledge, a commitment, and we will live with this commitment till the day that we die. Another Sahabi, and I really love this incident, Sayyidina Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sent one of his servants to buy a horse. So the servant made a deal for 300 dirhams. And he brought the seller with him so that he could be paid. When Sayyidina Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala looked at the horse, he realized that the seller had undervalued it. So he asked him that, would you take 400 dirhams for this? So the seller agreed. He said that, will you take 500 dirhams for it? The seller agreed. He says, well, 500 is fine, but I want 300 for it. So he said, would you take 600? Would you take 700? And he continued bargaining with him in this unusual manner. Now, usually, when we go to buy an item, we make sure that we get the best possible price. We keep on lowering the price, until we are satisfied to say, I got a real bargain. And this was bargaining in an opposite direction. Instead of paying a lower price, he kept on bargaining with the seller to pay him a higher price. Eventually, he bought the horse for 800 dirhams. Somebody asked him that, why did you do so? Why did you barter and bargain in such an unusual manner? So he said, Sayyidina Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the seller was not aware of the true value of this horse. And he said that, I have simply given him a fair price, because that is what I promised Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to always be sincere and be a well-wisher to every Muslim. So therefore, a deenun nasiha. Deen is that a person is a well-wisher for all Muslims. Nasiha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obedience. Nasiha to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to live by our commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a Nabi of Allah and follow him in every aspect of our lives. Nasiha to the masses and the Muslim people around us to make sure that we are well wishers for them. And this is how a person is actually a well wisher. Simply because he made a commitment to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he honored that commitment even if it was at a personal expense. Another Sahabi, who is unnamed, was wearing a gold ring. And we know that it is prohibited for Muslim men to wear gold. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him wearing this ring, took it and threw it onto the ground, saying that wearing this ring is like wearing burning charcoal from Jahannam. So later on, somebody suggested to him that, why don't you pick up the ring, because it could be used by other people, other members of the family, ladies could also use it, because women of the Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed to wear gold jewelry. But he refused to pick it up, saying that, by Allah, I will never take it. When it has been thrown down and away by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how can I as a person pick this up? If Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked it, then I am a person who would also dislike it, and I would never do that which Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked. So these are just some incidents and glimpses into the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the great companions of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life of the Sahaba, they are full of such examples. They accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nabuwat with the bottom of their hearts, knowing really what it meant, and accepting Islam and following Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant a change in life. It meant making a personal sacrifice, and they were prepared for the sacrifice. And the moment they embraced Islam, they recited the Kalima. From that point onwards, their lives revolved entirely around this belief, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we commit ourselves to the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever change was necessary with that, they were committed to make the change. They loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anybody else. A sahabi makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Rasul of Allah, O Allah, my eyes which I have was only useful when I could see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not with us, there is no use for my eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his eyesight away. That even seeing, it was appreciated because they could see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that we cannot see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no need to even have sight. And that is the kind of love they showed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not once any sahabi would ever say, even by mistake, that this is only a sunnah. Meaning it could be ignored. No, they lived by it and they made sure that at every opportunity they practiced fully on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam why a command was given. And when, excuse me, when they were commanded to do something, they never found any excuses. So within their home and outside the home, whether they were in business or whether it was in a battlefield, in private gatherings or even in the courts of kings and emperors, everywhere they went, they were the most obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most obedient followers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had their lives to show for it. We say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we offer merely lip service. The Sahaba said they loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had their lives and their actions to prove for it. None of them ever celebrated Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthday. They did not have a special day or a month devoted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they had devoted their entire lives to the cause and mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today our lives and our outlook, it bears little resemblance to theirs. We praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we don't listen to him. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we refuse to follow him. We claim to believe, but we lead lives like those people who don't believe. We emphasize exactly what the companions ignored, what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ignored. And we ignore what they had emphasized. Mawlana Umar Paranpuri Sahib rahmatullah alayhi once mentioned that the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah has become yatim and orphan, just like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his life as an orphan. At the time when it came to suckling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every person refused to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he was an orphan child. People refused to give the child to Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha because she was poor. She came from an area which was stricken by drought. She did not have much to offer in terms of material benefits to them and their children. So they refused to give her child to her. Eventually it came to a point where Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha did not have anybody to take, and nobody was there to prepare to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after consultation with her husband, she said, let us take this child. If we don't get any material benefit, maybe Allah will give us some kind of barakah, or maybe he will give us Jannah. And when they use the words of Jannah, it really meant to them Jannah, not just mere words. And the moment she brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into her life changed. Total transformation in her life. Where she had no barakah, suddenly she had barakah. No milk in her breast, suddenly her breast filled up with milk. No milk in the camels, but the camels began producing milk. And her life had changed. Materially, she became in a better situation than what she was before, simply because she brought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a person into her life. Maulana says that we don't have Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's person with us today. What we have is noble sunnah. And it is a promise that if we will embrace this noble sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us enjoy the same barakah that Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha enjoyed when she took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in. So is there anybody to cry and lament over the condition of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his life as an orphan, today we find that sadly, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also become an orphan. The Sahaba, they loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they had their lives to show for it. And we, can we honestly say that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the manner in he should be loved. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grant us the true reality and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us conclude by reciting Durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wa akhiru da'wani alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.